Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
An 18-year-old climate activist has called for Greenpeace to drop its old-fashioned and unscientific campaign against nuclear power in the European Union. Aya Anstut from Sweden, who for 3 years took part in the Friday school strikes movement started by Greta Thunberg, said Greenpeace's legal challenge served fossil fuel interests instead of climate action. So is this a generational issue with younger environmentalists more keen on nuclear than those from older generations? Well, joining me to discuss this is Sarah Cullen, energy systems engineer and co-founder of 18 for Zero, a voluntary group of professionals concerned about the credibility of current proposals to achieve net zero emissions in Ireland by 2050. And I'm also joined by Oisin Coughlan, who's chief executive of Friends of the Earth Ireland. You're both very welcome to the programme. Let me ask you about this, and I'll start with you, Sarah. Is there a generational difference over nuclear power?
I think within the general population, there isn't a very strong generational difference. Obviously, you know, people who lived through, you know, when Chernobyl was happening and in the news and, you know, through time, like, you know, a few decades ago, they will have heard about all these terrible things that went wrong in the nuclear industry. But because the nuclear industry reacted to those, people, like, you know, in their 20s won't necessarily have heard that kind of negative press about nuclear, because now nuclear is quite boring. Nothing really goes wrong with it. Mm-hmm. I think the generational difference is most obvious within environmental movements. Okay. So for the general population, some people might have a kind of negative view of it from having heard negative things. But if you mention that, you know, it's the most common form of electricity generation in Europe, and a lot of countries are looking to build it now because it can decarbonize and lower their bills, most people's first question, regardless of their age, will be like, could it lower our bills? I think most people are...
I'll stop you there for a second, because you're saying that older environmentalists are anti-nuclear by virtue of being an environmental activist of a certain age. Oisin, is she right?
I know that environmental activists, even older than me, were very involved in the anti-nuclear movement in the 1970s and the 1980s. And, you know, stopping nuclear in Ireland was certainly regarded as a big win for them. I haven't seen it, though, being a big generational issue in the environmental movement now in Ireland. There's lots of people of all ages involved in the climate movement in Ireland. And we worked very closely, obviously, with the school strikers here. And I haven't seen the debate about nuclear become much of a talking point. The focus is really on what we can achieve in renewables, which are 40% of electricity in Ireland, and indeed 40% of electricity in Europe last year, twice as much as from nuclear.
But is there a case for nuclear in
your
opinion?
Well, actually, nuclear is the largest technology. So renewables is several different smaller technologies. So nuclear is the largest technology, like, produces more electricity than anything else in Europe.
That's slightly angels on a pinhead. I mean, 40% of...
No, it's not. I'm an energy systems engineer.
Okay, hold on. Let's
came
hear
from wind.
From Oisin first, I'll come back to you.
Last year. Wind and solar are taking off around the world, particularly solar now, because the price is really plummeting. They compete on price, both with fossil fuels and with nuclear, which takes too much money as well as too much time. I mean, record growth in renewables in the EU last year. More solar will go on the US grid this year than any other form of electricity.
So Sarah,
okay, this
you disagree.
Is the generational difference here. It's not that I disagree with what Oisin's saying. So what Oisin's saying is, and this is the generational thing, environmentalists, so not just Oisin personally, but environmentalists, like, you know, through the 80s and 90s, were following climate science then. They listened to climate scientists who said, we have to stop using fossil fuels. And look, here is wind and solar. And we have to start building those because climate change is serious and it's happening. And those environmentalists, when they went out and talked to people mm-hmm. said, no, climate change isn't real. And they really had to double down and stick to their guns and say their messages. And they got us so far. They have made such a big difference. But the issue is, climate science is a science. Science is always changing. It has to. That's the whole point of science, to keep reassessing things. And as we've been reassessing, we see that nuclear is actually pretty big player in what has now become what the environmental movement's focus, reducing carbon emissions. That was not the focus in the 80s. And now we still have environmentalists from the 80s saying, no, wind and solar are what we need to do. I know this is the answer. But the problem is that's not a scientific approach. A scientific approach is saying we should assess all of our options and find out what the answer is.
I need to go to Washington, but let me ask you one question and answer briefly if you can, because we're short on time. Why does nuclear have to be part of the solution?
We have to look at all of our options. We don't have many options. You will not find many energy systems engineers who will say we can do it with wind and solar alone. You will only find people outside the movement who are convinced
okay.
of this.
Okay.
Or
Oisin.
Who are outside of the industry convinced of this.
Okay, we can't do it with renewables alone.
I'd love if Sarah was right and nuclear was an easy answer. It just isn't. We haven't got the time or the money. It's too slow.
I'm not saying it's
expensive.
An easy answer. I'm saying we need to assess everything.
I'm very happy to assess everything. I'd love to see what the SAI and the ESB or AirGrid and the companies doing electrical generation and think of the idea of nuclear. What I do know is that
they can't
Can I finish my point?
Yeah.
On time. Finland started building a reactor in 2005. It went on stream this year. It was supposed to take 4 years. It took 18 years. It was supposed to cost 3 billion. It cost 11 billion. You could get six children's hospitals for that. It's too slow and it's too expensive. And in Ireland, we don't even have the regulatory structure to do nuclear. So Philip Badger-Hayes of RTE did a podcast on nuclear and figured, talked to experts, that it could take like 40 or 50 years to get a nuclear power plant in Ireland because you have to put the regulatory system as well as actually the construction and the financing. We are rich in the resources of the post-fossil age in wind and indeed in solar because it's daylight, not
okay.
actual solar.
In 30 seconds, Sarah, if we don't go nuclear, in your opinion, what's the outcome?
The issue isn't do we go nuclear or not. The issue is we have legislation banning nuclear in Ireland and we don't do comprehensive studies to underpin our energy policy. So our energy policy is ad hoc and not fit for purpose. Our carbon emissions are rising year on year, even though we're building loads of wind and solar. Clearly we're doing something wrong.
Okay. All right. So we need to review and assess, you say. Sarah Cullen, thank you very much indeed. Energy systems engineer and co-founder of 1840 and chief executive of Friends of the Earth Ireland, Oisin Coughlin, thank you as well.